You're very welcome back. Well, today was a rest day at the Tour de France, but there has been plenty happening over the last few days or so, and Shane Stokes is on the line to fill us in. You're very welcome, Shane.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Well, look, Alberto Contador and Fabian Cancellara, the latest big names, if you like, to withdraw from the race. They're dropping like flies over the last week or so.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's different circumstances. Alberto Contador broke his leg yesterday in a high-speed crash. Fabian Cancellara went out not because of injury, but by choice. He has said that he wants to target races later in the year. He's had a busy season thus far and wants to take time off. It's kind of interesting because he didn't win a stage in the Tour. He finished second on the stage to Mulhouse. He had targeted a stage win and also to ride for his teammate Frank Schleck. Frank Schleck hasn't really performed as expected in the general classification, and the team has had, I guess, a quieter Tour than it might have wished. So, you know, by him leaving, obviously, you know, the team agreed to that, but it's just interesting because in previous years the Tour would have been the centrepiece of the season and there would have been an all-out effort by teams to try and achieve the best possible results, and certainly Fabian Cancellara is one of the team's best riders.
He's had 59 days of competition this season so far. With the World Championships in mind, was it a mistake for him to set off in the Tour? Should he have bypassed it, or do you think he was pressured into it?
No, I think it's probably fair enough. You know, I think maybe what this shows is that the Tour arguably isn't, you know, that riders are looking at other events in the season and recognising that there's more than just the Tour. So I think, you know, you could really debate whether or not Cancellara has a chance in the World Championships of taking another time trial medal. I presume he's going for that because the road race course is certainly supposed to be very difficult this year, and a lot of people see it as one for the climbers. Ireland's Dan Martin has said that he wants to target a win in that, and other climbers have also said the same thing. Cancellara has been up in recent years. You know, he's won it multiple times in the past, but in recent years he's lost out to Tony Martin, who has been riding extremely strongly in the Tour. You know, it really is debatable whether or not Cancellara can get to that level again. I mean, you know, obviously he feels he can, but there's certainly no guarantees. Martin is a younger rider and certainly one with more recent success in time trials, etc. So it's definitely a gamble. You know, and the team is sacrificing a possible stage win with him. So it'll be interesting to see whether one of its other riders can pull something off.
Okay, now, Contador withdrawing was big news, obviously. Can you just tell us what happened, first of all, for people who might not know?
Yeah, and there's actually multiple, there was multiple versions zinging around about that. You know, there was initial reports, there was TV images that showed a broken bike being put in the car. So the initial reports were, you know, suggested that his frame had snapped and that caused a crash, or alternatively that he crashed and the frame snapped afterwards. The bicycle supplier, Specialized, denied that and said yesterday that in actual fact the bike that was pictured snapped being put in the boot of the car was actually damaged on the roof of the Tinkoff Saxo car when it was rushing to help Contador, that it drove very quickly and quite erratically, I guess, and his bike got tangled in bikes of the Belkin team, and the bike was damaged there. So the debates continue today. Some people are happy with that explanation.
I suppose it's in Specialized interest for them not to have a bike that cracked, a frame that cracked while riding, if you like. I mean, it doesn't do their publicity.
Yeah, particularly with its star rider, that it pays, you know, a couple of million a year as part of the agreement he has. I mean, last night a picture did emerge of the Belkin team car indeed stopped and taking a Tinkoff Saxo car off its roof rack, and it got tangled, and that seemed to back up the story. There's still some debate about it because you know, people are querying the fact that two of Contador's bikes apparently had his race number on them, and normally would only be one bike, and also there's some suggestions that there was a transponder on each bike, and again a lot of people are claiming it would only be on one bike. So this debate is going on, and I guess the fact that today is a rest day means that it's probably continuing longer than it might otherwise do, because, you know, there's no racing to talk about today.
And so, Specialized are such a big name as well that people...
Yeah, absolutely, I mean, they're one of the biggest names in cycling. So, you know, the Belkin picture appeared to confirm Specialized version of events, but I think the debate will probably continue on. I think looking at Contador rather than the bike, he said that he's going to try and recover in time for the Vuelta a España, but it's going to be touch and go because obviously a fracture is something that you don't recover from overnight. So he's going to receive medical treatment, and then see how things go. And I think the same applies to Chris Froome, who, you might remember, suffered fractures to either his left wrist and right hand or vice versa, but certainly to both hand wrist areas in the Tour. And he, again, is racing to try and recover. And there's talk that he may do the Vuelta if he's back in time.
Now, Nicholas Roach has obviously suffered for his sacrifice in terms of what happened to Contador and giving his bike. Does he's well down the classification now, Shane, but does Contador's absence mean that he might be a bit freer now? He can actually go for a stage win and be a bit more aggressive in his approach?
Absolutely. I mean, there was very little chance of Nicholas Roach going for a stage win while riding for Contador. It was going to be extremely unlikely, and obviously the general classification was out of question for him. Now, without their team leader, all the riders are back in the overall standing, so very much the way for the team to try and salvage its Tour is to try and to take stage wins. So I would imagine that's going to be really high on his and the team's list of priorities. So, you know, in a way, obviously it's bad for the team and it's bad for Contador that their GC hope is gone, the general classification hope. But for Nicholas Roach himself, it could be something that would work in his favour, depending on how things play out of the remaining time in this race.
And I suppose it's hard to judge his form in terms of the capability of going on to win a stage, because he, as you say, he's been just there to back up Contador so far. But I mean, from what I read, he seems pretty fit, pretty strong, and you know, well capable of challenging at the top if he wanted to.
Yeah, he's looked good on some stages. He was on the stage two. I'm trying to remember, it's quite a blur at this point, but a few days ago, he set up Contador for his attack, where he gained time on everybody, including the current race leader, Nibali. And Nicholas Roach was the last guy in the team. He ramped up the pace and Contador springboarded off that. So it does look like he's in good shape. I still think he doesn't want to be caught up in the general classification battle, because the guys are going to be in really good shape there. So I think his best hope is to go on a breakaway. And the nice thing about being as far back as he is in the overall standings is that he's going to have greater leeway. There's going to be greater flexibility given to guys in his position. So, yeah, what's interesting is that he rode the Giro d'Italia before the Tour. He's one of the few riders who did that. And in the past, he's shown by riding the Tour de France and then the Vuelta a España. He did that last year and he won a stage and led the race overall for a while. It tends to work well, and he seems to be stronger in the second Grand Tour of a year. So the team looked at that, and that was part of the consideration for him riding the Giro, you know, as well, of course, as the Giro starting in Ireland. And it does seem to be that he is, you know, in good shape as a result of having that one Grand Tour in his legs already this year.
Have Froome, Contador, Schleck, I mean, quite a few names, I suppose we can take Cancellara out of that, but have they all been unlucky, Shane, or is it a particularly aggressive or dangerous Tour this year, or is it just the way things have played out that those big names have just been very unfortunate?
Yeah, I think there's a few factors. The race is a lot more hectic than it would have been maybe 20 years ago. It's really flat out from the drop of the flag, and in the past it would have been a little less so. Riders are generally at a higher level. Before, you would have had team leaders and domestics and there would have been a big gap between them. I think the gap is narrower now, so there's a lot more hard racing going on, people trying to get in breakaways. And then the other factor, there's a couple of other factors. If you look at the equipment riders are using, carbon fiber bikes, which arguably perhaps don't absorb the shock, you know, a sudden jolt of hitting a pothole, as well as the old steel frames or aluminium frames. Certainly, I would say carbon fibre wheels, there's issues with those because the braking surface is carbon and brakes tend not to work as well, you know, on that surface. And in actual fact, there's talk that disc brakes may come in the next couple of years. I think that will happen for safety reasons. And then the other factor is that this year's Tour has been really wet. There's been, you know, a huge amount of rain on the race. Today is sunny, but it's the first day in several days that there's been blue skies. And that's always a factor as well, because it makes braking more difficult and also the road surface is slippier. So, yeah, I think if you put all those together and, you know, the demands on riders to try and be at the front and to avoid crashes, I mean, paradoxically, that causes more crashes when people are fighting for position. So there's several factors. I think you would say that the Tour is probably more dangerous than it was in the past, and hopefully, I mean, one of the things, as I mentioned, is disc brakes, and hopefully that will fix things or help things in some ways in the future, but it's probably at least a year off, if not 2 years.
Our race leader, Nibali, is he a mountain climber? Is he good when it comes to the mountain stages?
Can you maintain this? He won the Vuelta a España in the past, and he won the Giro d'Italia last year, so he's got proven pedigree in three-week races. And in each of those, his climbing was fundamental to his successes. He'd be more a climber than a time trialist.
Okay.
And he showed that yesterday. He really put a lot of time into the other general classification contenders. And unless he weakens, which is possible because, you know, you might remember he won a stage, I think it was stage two. He's been in form a long time, and sometimes guys do weaken in the third week. His rivals would certainly hope for that, because otherwise I think he could win this race by a very, very big margin indeed.
Just before I let you go, I have to ask you, Emma O'Reilly's book was launched about a week ago now. Has there been any reaction to it? You're following the tour, you're with cycling journalists and obviously cyclists and people around the team. Has there been any reaction that you've picked up over there to her book?
I haven't, and actually one reason for that may be the book, the availability of the book, that, you know, it came out, I think, around the same time the tour started. So
yeah,
it probably is the case that a lot of journalists haven't had a chance to read it. And certainly on the tour, I mean, I have a couple of books sitting in my laptop bag that haven't been looked at all. So
okay,
it's really quite difficult to do that. So I think the timing of that was surprising. I thought the book maybe would have come out a little earlier, and people probably would have had a chance to read it then. So maybe after the tour, people have a chance to have a better look at it and then form an opinion.
And she might get a tougher time off his cycling hacks. Anyway, look, thanks so much, Shane, for talking to us, and enjoy the rest of the day. And we'll catch up with you soon. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks a million. Take care,
Shane. So.